speak with Doug Bernique, Indian River Citrus League. Doug, obviously, East Coast of Florida has been under the gun on this Dorian thing for days as it's just beating the heck out of the Bahamas out there. But what are you guys thinking? What's the preparation? What's your thoughts going forward? And the track keeps moving a little bit the right way, which is a way, it looks like, but who knows, right?
Yeah, we're in the crosshairs of the storm 3 days ago for landfall, and it looks like it's going to track about 80 to 100 miles off the coastline, which is wonderful for our industry. A grapefruit crop set is a good set, and the prices are decent for grapefruit. And the last thing we needed was a storm to come ashore and take that crop away. So this is very good news that it's moving more on the track that is now going to keep it offshore. So, you know, knock on wood, it's not over yet, but we're monitoring it. And the latest advisory that just came out is showing that it is going to stay that course. I'm actually looking at it while we're talking. So this is good news. We're on the weak side of the eye. The strongest quadrant of a hurricane is always, as it moves forward, the northeast quadrant. We're in the weaker side, the drier side. So we're not expecting a major impact to our industry if this forecast holds true.
You've been under some pretty good winds so far, not tropical storm force winds or anything. And as we're speaking here mid-morning on Tuesday morning, you know, the eye's still just a little bit south of you guys. So you're thinking that with the distance they're now forecasting that it might leave the fruit on the trees. I mean, this is a pretty good whipping. It's been taken all weekend, I guess, so far, right?
Yeah, you're going to have some natural droppage. And because of the duration of the winds, there'll be some stem, you know, twisting that will drop later. But all in all, you know, we have wind breaks now around most groves. They were planted back around a decade ago as an idea to slow up other disease spreading. And so there's a lot of wind breaks that weren't there a decade ago, which will help. So we're hoping for the best, and there will be some light droppage from the storm winds, but a minor amount compared to what could have been.
Real quick on a side note, Doug, catch us up a little bit on the Bahamas situation. I know in years past, and it's been a while since I've caught up to all this, but in years past, there was a decent grapefruit crop out there, and some of our Indian River growers had some grapefruit deals out there. Has that all changed with the disease pressures in recent years, or if there is or was there still some grapefruit out there, or fruit in the Bahamas that was still in production?
Yeah, Treasure Key, a lot of our growers were partners at a grove in Treasure. And I believe through the hurricanes that have struck there that has gone to seed. I don't know of any production there. There might be a remnant there that is consumed locally, but I don't know of anybody who's doing business with that grove anymore. This couple of hurricanes, I think it was maybe Hurricane Floyd or one or two that went right over that area and just did it in. So I haven't heard of that in a long time, Gary.
Well, I appreciate your time, Doug. We'll catch up on the other side, and best of luck to you and your growers in that region. I know you guys have been watching this buzzsaw all weekend like the rest of us, and it's just we got three or four others out there churning in different parts of the Atlantic and Gulf, we see. So it's going to be a busy season. So good luck to you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Gary.